ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some rain and snow showers today, staying cloudy with a high nearing 42. Northwest winds around 20 miles per hour and gusting as high as 35. More rain and snow showers overnight tonight with a low around 29. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clearing up on Thursday, sunny with a high nearing 49. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Authorities called in a bomb squad and rerouted school buses Tuesday afternoon while they inspected a suspicious device on the Prairie Band Potawatomi Reservation. Tribal police says a search warrant at a home on Buffalo Drive discovered a possible improvised explosive device in a bedroom closet. Tribal police say the Metropolitan Topeka Airport Authority bomb technician determined the device was not capable of exploding. The Kansas House recommended House Bill 2717 be passed on Tuesday evening. The bill was first introduced on February 22nd at the request of Attorney General Derek Schmidt in reaction to Wyandotte County passing the Safe and Welcoming Ordinance on February 10th. Wyandotte County's ordinance would make it illegal for the United Government to collect immigration data unless required by state or federal law and would issue municipal ID cards to those who are recently in prison, homeless, or undocumented. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network. Work News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we'll totally show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
18 accused in the deadly shooting inside Towne Square on Friday will remain in the Sedgwick County Juvenile Detention Facility. Due to the nature of the crime and because the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office intends to file for adult prosecution, KWCH-TV is naming the teenager. Tobias Robinson of Wichita is the 16-year-old accused in the shooting death of 14-year-old Trinjavius Hutton of Wichita. Robinson is accused of murder. Kansas agriculture officials say more cases of avian influenza, more commonly called bird flu, have been found in the state. The Wichita Eagle reports that the Kansas Department of Agriculture has confirmed the disease in a backyard home farm flock of birds in rural Sedgwick County and a similar backyard flock in rural Dickinson County. The cases were confirmed by the National Veterinary Services Laboratories in Ames, Iowa. Officials say the affected areas have been quarantined and the affected flocks will be culled to prevent the spread of the disease. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property. It also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska lawmakers have given initial approval to a state budget bill that includes $53.5 million to lay the groundwork for a canal project to divert water out of Colorado, plus millions of dollars for other projects around the state. The budget measure advanced through the first of three votes, 39-4, despite protests from some lawmakers who said the state isn't doing enough for parts of Nebraska that need it most. The bill would dig into the state's $1.3 billion cash reserve reserve for a variety of projects, including $30 million for a rural workforce housing grant program and $8.3 million to finish a bike trail between Lincoln and Omaha. Tuesday afternoon, investigators arrested Brian Martinez, 32, at his residence in Gearing. Investigators were able to determine that Martinez had sold three firearms to a local pawn shop. Those three firearms belong to the Minotaur Police Department. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Redistricting maps were shared by State Representative Lisa Mosier and State Senator Elaine Bowers Saturday during the annual legislative forum in Marysville. The proposed final drafts were released last week and would modify local district lines slightly, with Mosier's district extended to include all of Jewell County, extending east through all of Republic, Washington, and Marshall counties. The extension west was to accommodate population declines of 9% over the past decade. Bowers' district would continue to include a sliver of four far northwest Marshall County townships, then all of Washington County, among others, west and south. The majority of Marshall County, Nemahong counties east and south, remain in State Senator Dennis Pyle's district. Elaine Bowers said that Marshall County is well served by the split, with not two but three members represented in the State House. Other topics covered at the legislative forum Saturday were mention of the Value Them Both Amendment, which will be on the August ballot. Compromise options for reducing the food sales tax remain under discussion, with current proposals taking the tax down to 3.5% and maintaining the local option. A final number is yet to be determined, with a matter to be settled in conference. A rural housing initiative announced by the governor was expanded to $74 million, with housing in short supply statewide. Election reform efforts remain a focus, with legislation passed that would allow removing names of inactive registered voters. Several citizens locally expressed concern with modifications regarding mail-in ballots, as election officials are challenged by mail delays. A measure did pass, reducing the number of drop boxes in counties with less than 30,000 residents to one site. Marshall County currently has three. Surplus revenues are allowing options including keepers pay down, consideration of ideas such as the food sales tax reduction, and a school supply tax holiday. Other lesser bills were mentioned, with a note that 288 legislative bills have been introduced this session. KNDY will air a broadcast of the Saturday legislative forum held in Marysville this evening, beginning at around 5:20 as part of our evening news block on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Marysville Public Library will present a program, Estate Planning 101. Thursday is a lunch and learn at 12:15. How do you start planning your estate? They'll start you on your journey with Joe Simon from the Trust Company, Thursday at 12:15 at the Marysville Public Library. Public is welcome. Thomas L. Webster, age 54, of Hollenburg, passed away Friday. Private service will be held at a later date, with the ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Thomas Webster. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, Scandinavian blend, and diced peaches. Tomorrow, chicken bacon pasta, French bread, carrots, and fresh fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
The future of ag is Landall. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, material handlers, painters, fabrication, maintenance, and welders, offering overtime hours due to an influx in orders, with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work their weekly required hours. Landall Company offers a stable working environment with competitive wages and full benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shift, health insurance including medical and prescription coverage, dental insurance, vision insurance, 401k savings program, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Learn more at Landall.com or apply online or contact the Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. The future of ag is Landall. Immediate full-time openings available at Landall Company in Marysville.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Rain and snow showers continuing throughout the day and tonight before clearing up throughout Thursday. Temperatures will remain a bit cooler throughout today and Thursday before warming up throughout Friday. Wind staying extremely breezy out of the north around 25 miles per hour and gusting as high as 40. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower 40s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 40s throughout Missouri. Another chance for some rain and snow overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska and Kansas, and the lower to upper 30s throughout Missouri. Seeing some sunshine as we head into Thursday and continuing to stay dry and warmer throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late March 59, record high on this date 89. The average low 34 and the record low 13. Sunrise this morning 7:26, sunset this evening 7:42. Cloudy, overcast, 34 degrees. Rain showers did taper off yesterday. We were on the higher end with better than an inch and three quarter here at the studios in Marysville. Around an inch and a half across the area was pretty common. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 23rd of March. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands will be at the Waterville Opera House Saturday, April 2nd, starting at 7:30. You can purchase your tickets in advance for $10, or you can purchase them for $12 at the door. Call 785-363-2515 to purchase your tickets through the phone, or purchase them at your local Citizen State Bank or the Weaver Hotel in Waterville.
A young tennis star retires. Hi, everyone. Mark Remillard reporting on sports. Australia's Ash Barty is calling it quits. The number one women's tennis player in the world announcing on Instagram that she is leaving the game, saying that it's time for other dreams.
I'm so happy and I'm so ready. And I just know at the moment in my heart for me as a person, this is right.
The 25-year-old recently won the Australian Open in January. She leaves the game with three Grand Slam titles. To the NBA, Hawks star Trae Young was met with boos at Madison Square Garden, but it was the two-time All-Star who had the last laugh.
1:12 to go, and you can feel it could be dagger time for Atlanta. Here's Trae Young. Oh, he just deked Taj Gibson out of his shoes. He rises and connects, and Trae Young may have just put the Knicks out of their misery.
The call on ESPN Radio, Young finished with 45 points, his most at the Garden, and the Hawks won 117-111. This is ABC Sports. More NBA. After missing a game due to knee soreness, Giannis Antetokounmpo delivered a big performance for the Bucks.
Bucks have the ball again out in front comfortably after the timeout as Grayson Allen's got on the left wing, lobs over the shoulder to Giannis. Giannis between a crowd of defenders, lays it in up close.
The call on WTMJ. Bucks drubbed the Bulls 126-98. Antetokounmpo finished with a 25-point double-double. They're now two games behind the East leading Heat. The Denver Nuggets hold off a late fourth quarter rally from the LA Clippers to snap a two-game skid.
Rebound comes down to Will Barton. Barton quickly up the floor. Bounce pass over to Joker and the layup is up and in. Nice look there, man.
Somehow got his finger on it to control it, to catch it and lay it in.
The call on the Altitude Sports Network. Denver wins it 127-115. Nuggets star Nikola Jokic scored 30 points and had 14 rebounds, earning his 59th double-double this season. Mark Remillard, ABC Sports.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated knows the guys and girls on the Nemaha Central Thunder Spring sports teams have been working hard to sharpen their skills, and the fans will be showing their pride at all the upcoming events. Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair. Cook & Company wishes the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams good luck in the upcoming events. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. Food and Ag Groups yesterday released the sixth annual Feeding the Economy report. The report's findings show that 7% of the nation's economy and 29% of American jobs are linked to the food and ag sectors, either directly or indirectly. Amidst the global supply chain and inflation crisis, the sectors also exported $182.91 billion worth of goods, helping the U.S. maintain its position as a leading player in global agriculture. In 2021, these sectors contributed a total of $3 trillion to the U.S. economy. The report shows the total food and industry economic impact at $7.43 trillion. Groups involved in the effort of releasing the report, the Corn Refiners Association, American Farm Bureau, Food Industry Association, and the National Restaurant Association. John Deere announcing it will enhance the capabilities of existing diagnostic tools and expand the availability. In 2023, the company will roll out an enhanced customer solution, including a mobile device interface and the ability to download secure software updates directly to embedded controllers on select John Deere equipment with 4G connections. The U.S. Public Interest Research Group has criticized equipment manufacturers for restricting customer access to resources to repair their machines, calling for more. But a spokesman for the USPIRG said farmers don't have the time to wait for another half step, only to learn several years down the line they're still not allowed to perform critical repairs on their equipment. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Starting off a Wednesday today as markets open up in just a little bit. Kind of an interesting day in trading yesterday as we saw grain wrap up mostly higher. The livestock a little bit lower on the day. After starting off mostly higher across the board, we saw corn dip down a little bit throughout the day. Wheat dipped down as well, but rebounded by the end of trading, seeing some positive numbers. But in the corn market yesterday, it was mostly mixed, mostly higher. May corn was down by 3.25 at 753, even a bushel. July corn was in the green by a cent and a half at 7.29¾. Over in the wheat market, Kansas City wheat for May, like we mentioned, had some dips down throughout the day, but wrapped up 3¼ higher at 11.16½. Each of July was up by 6½ at 11.09¾. Over in the bean market, things mostly higher there by the end, with May soybeans finishing 5½ cents higher at 16.96½. That was a nice little jump by the end of the day. Meal market was down just a little bit still, with May soybean meal down by $4.50 at 4.76 and 80. Soybean meal wrapped up mostly higher on the day, with May oil up by 83 cents, finishing at 74 and 54 cents. Cotton market mostly higher there after trending lower throughout most of the day yesterday. We saw a little jump at the end, with May cotton up by 3 pennies at 130.04. Each July was also up 8 cents at 126.29. And the canola, May canola was up $31.70 at 11.57.10. And the oats market for May was down by 3 cents at 7.24, even a bushel. Each July was in the green by 3¼ at 7.62¼. Over in the livestock, April live cattle was down by 62 cents at the end of trading to 139.42. The feeder cattle for March saw a little bit of green here, up 22 cents at 156.32. April down by 62 cents at 160.57. Lean hogs started off mostly lower and then came up by the end of the day, kind of a reverse of the cattle, except for the April that was still mostly lower, with April lean hogs down 37 cents at the end of $100.25. The May lean hogs were in the green by 15 cents at 111.22.
Truck month at Rusty at Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty at Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty at Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on the group orders paid by 4/4/2022. The group credit tax is not qualified. Only third time receiving four loaded credit. 0% APR. Credit for 36 months is 2778 for less than 1,000 finance. Offer a new piece of dealer. Offers can't be denied.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldmen, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burrish, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Schotte, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
Just give them some wiggle room and earthworms can work wonders in your lawn and garden. The amazing facts today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 23rd, the 82nd day of the year. Cookery expert Fanny Farmer was born on this day in 1857. The full worm moon occurred last Friday, and it's called the full worm moon because right about now, earthworms are beginning to work their way to the surface. Sure, they're slimy and squirmy, but there's no denying how valuable they are to the soil. Some growers have found worms can replace chemical fertilizers entirely. The Wiggly Little Manure Factories are said to increase production of pasture by 30% and double production of field peas and corn. A handful in your compost pile will do wonders too, nearly doubling the speed of decomposition. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, 34 degrees at sunrise. Highs around 40 on a cooler high today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Gatorade has announced Grady Dick of Sunrise Christian Academy in Wichita as the 2021-22 National Gatorade Boys Basketball Player of the Year. He is a two-time winner of the Kansas Gatorade Boys Basketball Player of the Year and joins former national winners like Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Chris Webber, Ben Simmons, and Alonzo Mourning. Dick signed to play at the University of Kansas in November of last year. K-State men's basketball player Nigel Pack is looking to go pro. The All-Big 12 first-team selection announced on his Instagram page last night that he will enter his name into the NBA draft. Pack, who hails from Indianapolis, just finished his sophomore season as the team's leading scorer, averaging 17.5 points per game on 45.5% shooting. He also chipped in 3.5 rebounds and 2.2 assists per game. The 6-foot guard was also named the league's most improved player this season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
The road to a title continues.
Your Kansas Jayhawks move on to the Sweet 16.
68 teams, one dream, a chance to be called national champions. Join us this Friday. It's the top-seeded Kansas Jayhawks versus the Providence Friars in the Sweet 16. On your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball, the Jayhawk Sports Network from Learfield.
The Kansas Jayhawks take on Providence this Friday with pregame starting at 5:30. Right here on KNDY.
KNDY.
A shoulder to cry on, someone to lean on, someone to take you away. Someone to talk to, and somewhere to walk to. I need to remind you somewhere. Whenever you need me, I'll make the time. To remember the rain in September, I wanna share it with you. The month by the ocean, we swore our devotion would make all our wishes come true. You need me, I'll make the time to be with you, to be with you. I want you to know I've never before felt this way.
much of the same.